No man is more professional than I. I am a 1% man. I am not above or below any man. I'm training my mind. I'm building my body. I'm connecting to my soul. I'm investing my money. Welcome to the 1% Man Podcast. Let's go, go, go.
Welcome back to the 1% Man Podcast. I got my good friend here with me, Mercy T. How you doing today?
I'm doing good. How you doing, friend?
I'm doing good. I can't complain. Now, I said your name right?
Yes, you did.
Fabulous. The whole time, so before we even started the show, I was going back and forth with her. I was like, I don't want to say your name wrong. And then,
right.
I got it right. So, guys, I'm on a good streak. So, before we get started, Mercedes, I want to ask you a couple questions so people can get to know you better. Is that cool?
Oh, go ahead.
Okay, perfect. So question number one, if you could speak to your 18-year-old self, what advice, one piece of advice you would give her and why?
I would say be patient. I was not patient at 18, but I would say be patient. Because when you're patient, things will come right on time and when you need it. And speak to the universe. Like, speak it, claim it, it will come. It will come with time.
Okay. I like that. Yeah. I think I would definitely be patient. Even now, too, I think patience is something that I'm working on because I want everything now, right? Like, I want my house now. I want my debt paid off now. I want, like, you know, $250,000 now. Year, you know what I mean? Like, want my kids, my family now, you know, that's what I want. I want it all now. So I think understanding the process and going through it. So I totally agree with you. Question number two, if you had to be an expert in another field, what would it be and why?
I would be an expert in serving. It'll be serving our community, being able to serve them knowledge on how to be a better them. You know, a lot of us, we lack a lot of understanding and knowing and being a better us and loving us. So if I could serve that, I think we will be better off as a community.
Okay. I can definitely dig that. Yeah. I think like community advocacy or like community groups. Mm-hmm. I would definitely. So it's funny. I was talking with a friend about like Malcolm X and MLK. And I was like, yo, and especially like with it being his birthday this weekend and this week, it's like, what side would you have been on? And I think regardless of the side would you be on, it's like, if you think about how young these men were, and not even the men, right? A lot of times we focus on the men because like we're a patriarchal society, so we focus on the men. But like the women and the things that they did, I just got a book by, I think it's Bella Hooks, and she writes about Black masculinity and how it was, right? But I think if you just think about like how young they were and the things they did for our community and the impact that they had for so long, it's incredible to think. You know, now I'm almost 29. And I'm like, I haven't done even an ounce
of what they did, right?
Exactly. You know, and facing with the government, the people. You know, like you could literally just it was cool to be for people to get together. White people would get together, lynch people. And like, it was like a communal event where people got together, like to think that you could speak out against that and to even though harm would come to you, but to still do that. You know what I mean? Like that's something that's probably huge on my mind and heart now. But
right. And no, I totally agree. They were very brave young men. And I say young men because they started very, very early age. So we say men, but they started as like young teenage boys. And to have courage like that, it speaks volume, but it speaks on how they were raised as well. And you stated like the women back then, you know, you have to think about the mother that raised them, that gave them that courage, that probably spoke light into their life is the reason why they went and did all the things that they did.
Mm-hmm. So true. If I tell anybody, I think all Black men, all men should read Malcolm X's book. It's like autobiography. Mm-hmm. It's incredible. You see the journey that he went through and everything as well. So I don't want to get stuck there. So I'll keep it. Yeah. But this is a great next question is, what is one value you believe all men should adopt? What is like one value you believe you could teach all men to adopt that would make it a better place for everyone?
I would say I'm going to stick with understanding. I would say for 2022, for me, is understanding. And I say understanding is because you want to understand how the world has changed, how we have evolved, and everything has moved along. We just spoke about how things were back then, you know, 50, 60 years ago, where the men were in the front and the women were either beside them or behind them, pushing them. Now we got, you know, you guys to the front, even though you're taking it really hard right now with everything that's going on within the community. Maybe it's now it's time to push that woman and be understanding that maybe the woman can make the change that our men made the 50, 60 years ago and be understanding to that.
Exactly. I love that. I love that. And that goes into exactly what we're going to be talking about, understanding. Mm-hmm. And you already touched on it too as well. So could you give us an example, like a modern day example of what of maybe what is causing the misunderstanding? Let's talk about that. And then after that, we'll like define what understanding is. So let's talk about this misunderstanding. Why is there a misunderstanding nowadays, in your opinion?
I think we're just so used to what our parents may have made us think what right looks like. And we're not understanding the shift that has gone on within the world. You know, back then when our parents were growing up, or our great-grandparents were growing up, it was the men out there working and the women were staying at home. But now it has shifted where a lot of women are in those leadership roles. You know, we're still hearing that, oh, this woman was the first woman to do this or do that. Or recently, when our president had surgery, it was the first time it was a woman being, you know, in a leadership role for 24 hours. We're still going through those things. And I think if our men understood what it took for us to get there and continue to push us, it'll close that gap on a misunderstanding.
Exactly. Exactly. And could you define misunderstanding? So that way we kind of have like a basis of what we're working towards, you know what I mean? So everyone's on the same page, because I know a lot of times, you know, everyone has different definitions for things, but understanding, what does that, like, could you define this? Give us a clear picture of what that is, please.
So I'll give an example from one of my previous serious relationships many, many years ago. I had a person, they were higher ranking than me. When I state that is, he was a sergeant first class. I was a newly promoted staff sergeant. We both were in school doing very well within our schools and also within our jobs. He wanted me to assist him with school and things like that because I was a little bit further in my college career. And he felt if I signed up for more classes, I wouldn't be able to assist him. But to me, that's like not having that communication of, hey, let me drop my pride. Let me go talk to her and see like, hey, what's your game plan on still helping me? And a lot of us take it that we don't want to drop our pride and go talk. And I think if we talk and communicate more and understand what the person is saying and what they want out of the communication, then it'll close that gap on that misunderstanding. That's how we misunderstand people, by not talking to them and understand what they're saying.
Yeah, that is so true. It baffles me that like so many men don't want to communicate with women. And I think I know one of the reasons, like in my past relationships, I haven't communicated with the person I was talking to because of like the person I was talking to was just, I'm super logical, right? I'm like A squared plus B squared plus C squared, right? I'm super like by right. I'm not always by the book, but I'm just like, it doesn't make money
to you. Right.
Yeah. So I'm just not a very like, oh, let's just talk about this. Let's like willy nilly. You know what I mean? So I remember particularly we were talking about like marriage, you know what I mean? She was telling me she wanted a house. She wanted this big dress. She wanted this, and this. And I was like, in my mind, I'm thinking like, yo, that's okay. So that's like 10K, that's another 20, that's another 15. Okay, I'm like, yo, like, I'm looking at my money and I'm like, I don't know if we're going to be able to make this. You know what I mean? I was like, hey, look, let's take a step back. Let's think about this. I know you want all these things, but what if we just don't have a wedding at all then? Because that's just going to put us behind, right? Like, why don't we just like take all that money and we do this instead, or invest it into a house, right? And she was like, oh, no, don't worry. I'm just talking. And I was just like, hold on, what? Like, what do you mean just talking? You know, and I was just like, look, you don't understand. I just don't just talk to just like dream and all that, which I totally get there's a place for that. But I think in serious matters like that, I think there was a misunderstanding in our relationship. So I totally understand what you mean about not communicating. And there was a lot of times where I was super emotional about things because I was just like, fuck no, we're not doing that. You know what I mean? Instead of saying, okay, what do you mean by that? Let me try to understand you, you know? And I think, you know, male ego does get in the way a lot of times, you know? So could you help men to understand one thing is how does the modern woman think in terms of relationship, right? let's and when I say this, I want to preface this by saying like regular women. And the reason why I say regular women, I think a lot of times we look at the woman online that says like, I want a guy that's going to fly me out that has X amount of dollars and all that. There's women that are super unrealistic, right? And there is a woman that can go get that, right? She wants a rapper, a baller and all that. But I think to the regular guy that understands, hey, I'm a high performer. I want a relationship with a woman. And I'm not focusing on that type of woman, but I'm focusing on regular women out there. So regular women, like you, modern women, what are y'all looking for in relationships?
Like you just said, with the miscommunication, I think if we have an understanding of communication and boundaries already set, things will go better. A lot of people come in situations with these high expectations. But if we talk about it at first, be friends at first, and then build on that, I think things will go a lot better. I would say I learned about myself in this dating period once I got out the military is I was rushing things and not really having, I was having too high of expectations. And I think we as women, and I'm going to take the blunt of it, we scare men off. Like you just said, we're talking, saying, hey, I want this wedding dress. I want this house. I want this. And the man is like, well, I got to be the man of the house. I need to make all this money. And now you're scared to commit because you feel like you're not ready for that. And I think if we talk about it, men will be more opening to us. So for me, I'm looking for someone that's understanding, that's going to come in and be able to be that man of the house. And I'll be able to submit to him and show him like, hey, it's okay if you don't have all that right now. We as a team going to work for that. You know, give me some of what's on you. I know as a black man that you have a lot on you. Give me some of that, too. I'll help you out.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's funny that you said the word submit, right? So what is submission? Because I think there's a lot of a lot of people misconstrue this word, right? So what is the word submission and why is it important for both men and women? Can you give us both sides?
We both should be able to submit to each other.
Okay.
And the reason why I say that, and a lot of men, they expect the woman to submit to them. But if you're not feeding, if we're not feeding each other, we're not going to get anywhere. You got to think about it. When you're flying a plane, there's a pilot and a co-pilot. They're not working against each other. They're working as a team. I'm controlling this side of it, and you're controlling that side of it. But with us both controlling this, we'll be able to fly to different destinations. So if we're able to submit to each other, we'll be able to go to different destinations in life together.
Yeah. I like that a lot. I like the way you said the co-pilot and the co-pilot. I've never heard that one before, so I think that is great. I'm definitely going to steal that and put it in a book somewhere. Yeah, I might have
you got it.
Credit. I'm just letting you know now. Like I might take that because I didn't know. But yeah, I think a lot of times, even I'll say this as a guy, and I'll take ownership of this. I've always wanted to be the pilot by myself, like Top Gun. I want to be in the jet flying it. I want to be like I did it myself. You saw me. Like I put the whole team on my back. I think in a sense also like as a black man too, is that for a long time when I grew up around like in a predominantly white neighborhood. So being the only black guy made me almost feel as if like, you know what? I have to work twice as hard because I've been told I have to work twice as hard. And also on top of that, it's like when you do get around other black people, they almost are condescending or looking down at you because you don't have the same struggle story as them. And it's like, wow, well, where do I fit in?
I agree.
You know, because I'm super, you already know, like I'm black. You know what I mean? It ain't no telling. you know I'm black, right? So
right.
It's hard for that. But as a woman yourself, how is it going into a predominantly like, you know, masculine space, right? Because the corporate world, the army world is very masculine, is very patriarchal, right? So what kind of support are you looking for from your man as you go out there and you're trying to dominate in your own arena and spaces?
Now, that's another great one that I learned about myself as well. So as you know, when I was in active duty Army, I was airborne. I mean, I jumped out of airplanes. I worked I supported Special Forces, which is predominantly nothing but males. So it was many times that I was the only female, meaning I had to be more hard charging. I had to work harder. And sometimes that spills over into my civilian life where I'm trying to date. And a lot of men is not understanding to that because I may be a little bit more hard on them because of that mind that I had, you know, working all day at work. Now that I'm out the military, I would say I'm more feminine and I'm more in tune with my softer side. And I kind of understand where things kind of went wrong. But if our men understood that, like, she just got to have this attitude because of what she deals with at work. You know, she may be the only top female seller and it's 10 men that she's up against. And if they're understanding when we do have conversations or disagreements, then we may watch what we say more and be more understanding. Mm.
Yeah. So I have I learned this about myself right now, and I'll share this because this is like super awakening, right? Is that now when women, when I meet women, I can't date a woman that's not driven or ambitious, right? Like about myself. And I think a lot of men, even though we say we want to like, we want to be the top producer and everything, you don't want to have to go out there, work hard and build and create and all that. Then come back home
and work hard,
and then have to build, create, and work hard again.
Right.
And I think that works on the flip side. Women don't want to now have to go out there, work hard, build, create, and then come home to a man that you have to turn into a man. You know what I'm saying? And could you talk about the importance of having friends or community? You know, I think for women, having that women's group or women you can lean on.
It's very important because it makes you think about things that you wouldn't think about. Because a lot of us, we are so one-sided. We're like, oh no, he shouldn't have did that. He shouldn't have said that. But then I go and be like, hey mom, you know, this is what happened. Or I'm trying to talk to this guy. This is what's going on. And they kind of give you that humble moment. Like, no girl, you shouldn't have said that. You shouldn't have been that hard on him. You got to understand what he went through at work that day. So I think having that community that's going to tell you when you're wrong and assist you is very, very important. Because we have to think about like our great grandparents back in the day. And this goes back around what you were saying, having that $10,000, $20,000 dress. They didn't have all that back then. It was like, hey, we're going to send out a snail mail. Like everybody come to the barnyard. We're getting married. You know, it was on a cheaper level. Marriages last longer. And, you know, it was a village there to assist when they needed help. But now we're more focused on, like you say, social media. Everybody want to have, you know, this lavish life. But then at home, you're upset and not happy. Why? So to me, it's very important having that team around to tell you when you're wrong.
Yes, yes. So talk to men right now, right? Because there's so many men listening right now. I want to know, where are we going wrong? Give us like top three things that where we're going wrong and how we can fix it.
I can only speak for myself. Maybe not accepting no.
Okay.
Talk about it. And I say that.
Talk about it. I love it. Talk about it.
And I don't mean sexual. I mean, except when a woman is saying, hey, I'm not ready to be consistent right now, or hey, no, not at the moment. Accept that. I'm seeing now a lot of men can accept that. They want to take it as like, oh, she thinks she, you know, all that. No, it's not that. Maybe right now I'm trying to build myself to be a better woman for you or for whatever man that's out there. You know, you can hit me with, okay, well, if you need anything, you know, let me know. And that could get your foot in the door. But a lot of them is like, no, they don't want to take no for an answer or not right now.
Man, I like to tell, I'm going to tell all you guys, take your L's gracefully. There is nothing wrong with approaching a woman, doing whatever you have to do. And if she says no, hey, cool. I'll tell you this, the best women are not going to like put you out there and like say, oh, this guy tried to hit me up and all that. No, there's a lot of women out there that for whatever reason. And I recently was talking to a woman and I was like, and I met her on Facebook dating, beautiful black woman. Everything was there. You know what I mean? We started talking. After that, she told me, she's like, hey, look, she was texting me. She was like, I'm sorry, but I just can't open up right now. I thought I was ready to date and you seem like a very great guy, but I can't do it. Right there, right then and there, you know what I said? I said, hey, cool, let's just be friends. We went out as friends, cool, had a good time. And after that, we just stopped talking. You know what I mean? And that wasn't because, like, I didn't force the issue or anything. I just said, hey, look, she needs her space to grow as a woman, whatever she wants to do. And also, cool, like, I can diverge my attention somewhere else. Or if I want to wait, that's cool. I think there's nothing wrong with waiting for women, too, as well. So, but that's just my little experience. So, please, second one, hit me with it. Hit us with it. Hit us with it. We need to learn. It's okay. You can be as harsh as you need to be, because I think
at the end of the day, I'm not going to be. All I can talk about is what I go through. My second one is, since being out the military, I get this so much that a lot of men feel like that I may be too good for them. And you know me, I'm not one of the ones that showboat to say, oh, I got this, I got that, I got that. Nobody knows what I have. It's like I'm real down to earth. So I'm okay. If you come in with 5 pennies and I got 10, baby, we got 15 pennies now. You know, that's me. We're going to work to get with what we need. So don't miss your chance by saying, yeah, I feel like you're too good for me. You never know. Like you said, let's be friends. Let's go on dates. Let's see how things work out. And then as friends, we can feed each other. I could say, hey, you know, if I was you, I would do X, Y, and Z. And now you got your own 10 pennies, you know? So don't shortchange yourself when you're telling someone, yeah, I think you're too good for me. You just never know. You may get something out of the friendship.
Hey, true. Hey, I've gotten more out of friendships with, I mean, think about our friendship. I've gotten friendships out of you. I've asked you questions about women. You know what I mean? I've asked Maia questions about women. I have a lot of women in my life. And I mean, I am not a player whatsoever. A lot of guys may be like, damn, how you know her? Because I have a lot of beautiful women around me that are friends. You know what I mean? I mean, like, I don't even notice anymore, because I'm like, oh, okay, like, this is my friend. You know what I mean? Oh, wow, yeah, she's really good looking. Oh, my God. You know what I mean? Up, I'll be like, damn, like, why am I not talking to you? Right? But the amount of knowledge that all you women hold, and I'm able to tap into and be like, hey, look, I'm trying to talk to this woman. What do you think? You think it's a good idea? You think it's not? I tell you, women will tell you truthfully about, like, this woman is for you or not for you. Because at the end of the day, all your friends with our women want to see you succeed as much as you want them to succeed. You know, and I want to put the disclaimer out there too, is don't be friends with a woman just because you hope later on she's going to, like, sleep with you or be friends with you. That unauthenticity, well, being fake, let me just say it like that plainly, because I'm trying to be
safe. It comes out later.
It definitely does. It's authenticity. Like, if you're unauthentic about who you are, like, women are going to pick that up real quick. You see, my stuttering got me. But at the end of the day, like, really just truly be friends with women. And women appreciate that, because a lot of men, I've noticed this too, is that a lot of men will be friends with women just to try to sleep with them. Or just to be like, oh, probably get that foot in the door. And then to get upset when she's trying to pursue somebody else. And then she learns later on, like, oh, you're trying to sleep with me? I didn't even know. I thought you were just my friend. That's why I was sharing all these things with you. You know? So.
But sometimes you do fall in love with your friend. But if it's real, like it's a real, true, genuine friendship. Because I've seen people like that. You know, hey, we just started out as friends. And then one day we both woke up and was like, well, dang, we really are meant for each other. And it happens that way. Long as you're going in there with an understanding and it's real. Because sometimes women do wake up and be like, dang, you know what? He's really being here for me. He gave me great advice. He's amazing. Let me shoot my shot. It works that way sometimes.
Exactly. I think some of the best relationships I have been with my friends that, like, I'm like, oh, wow. We're really. I remember this to this day. I won't put it on blast because she just got proposed to. But, like, she even told me, she's like, yo, if we hit 30 and I'm not married yet, like, I want to marry you. Because, like,
that's amazing.
We were, like, that cool. You know what I mean? She would come to me and talk to me about the guy she's about to marry. I would talk to her about relationships I'm in. We go back and forth. You know what I mean? We were in a relationship before, and she was like, hey, I'm just not ready for you. Like, I just don't feel like I deserve you, just the same way. And I was just like, yeah, you do. She was like, no, I just need to do my thing. All right, cool. Go ahead. Supported her the whole way through. She's about to get married. I'm supported. I was clapping it for her. I was like, yo, go get that shit. You know what I mean?
That's good. That's really good.
I think that's what that's where I want to get back to. You know what I mean? I want all men to get back to that. Especially so, yeah. And then give us the third one too, please.
The third one is, we talked about this before we even started recording. Don't lack confidence and don't be insecure, because a lot of people be wondering how like this these ugly guys have these beautiful women. It's because they already know, hey, look, I'm not the most attractive man, but I know if I have confidence and I go in there and be funny, she's gonna love me. So if you have a great personality, we're gonna fall in love with you. But if we're in a relationship, please do not have confidence. So like you said, hey, if you go out there and work out with no shirt on, don't be upset if I go out there, you know, in my sports bra and my tights, because I'm with you for a reason. I love you. Obviously, we're going strong. So don't try to put me in a box. And you're not in a box. You know, if we're both in a box, we can't have fun.
Exactly. Like I was telling you, so I won't put his name out there, but on blast, I was telling you before show, this guy was saying like, hey, I can't have my girlfriend go out in a bikini because I just don't want everybody looking at her. I think being so insecure like that, that stops a woman from being sexy and feeling sexy. You know what I mean? Right. Let's wear her bikini out. It's the beach. People do wear bikinis. And you got to understand, you can't date a woman. You can't, and I'll say this, you can't date a bad bitch. You can't date a woman that's like, that is beautiful and not understand that people are going to want to chase
what comes with it. Right. To me, make it fun. Like if you at the bar and you see somebody checking out your girl, you'd be like, yeah, she bad, ain't she? Walk off and go smack her on the ass. Like make the shit fun. Because, and I found myself now being out the military, like all I want to do is enjoy life. And I think that's why I'm not in a relationship yet, because I want someone that's going to come in and we're going to have fun. Please do not cut my light off. Like let my light on. Let me shine. Let me enjoy life. I'm not going to cheat on you. I'm going to continue to be loyal. Like I have no locks on my phone. So you don't have to worry about that. We just need to enjoy life. Like you said, I don't want to work all day if I'm out here working or you out here working and then we come home and it's not fun. We got to work at this again.
Mm-hmm. Nah, not at all. Like, hey, you know, I think one of my favorite things to do, and I'm gonna share this, and I love this technique, right? I love this thing, is that there's an app called Open Table, right? So all you do is you go on there, you book reservations, and especially if she's a woman and like, if I was going to take you on a date, right, Mercedes, what I would do is I would book it. If the date was at like 8, I would say, hey, we have reservations for 5. Because I know you're going to need time to get ready. You know what I mean? I'm telling
right.
you, you're going to need time to get ready. So that's what I would do. And then I did this to my girl. I sent the flowers too. So I send flowers and I make sure like 7, the flowers like would get there. Right. And she lived in North Carolina. So I would send them, and after that, I'll drive down and then I'd be like, hey, get ready. And I'm telling you, like, that was probably – that, like, kept the spice in the date. That kept everything, like, everyone on their toes, because it was – but not in a good way. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
But, like, that's what you need. You know what I mean? Because, like, she was an insurance agent, like, worked a crap ton of hours. You know what I'm saying? But you need that. You need that little – you need somebody to think. You need somebody that's going to let you have fun and be like, hey, put on something sexy. I want to see you look good today. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Wear whatever you want to wear, you know? That to me is more of a loving relationship, but all these guidelines and everything that men put in place, it's like, you got to work on yourself and you got to be okay that she looks good. You got to be. I like that.
Exactly.
I'm a woman.
I would say for the man, think about it like this. I'm gonna put it where men will understand. Think about football, how football has changed so much. And now I hear a lot of men complain, oh, they won't let them hit now. They won't let them do X, Y, Z. It's not the same. That's like a relationship. Don't put all those stipulations on it because you're not going to see the fun of it. So a lot of men complain, oh, the game ain't like it used to be. Same thing with relationships. If you put all those stipulations that they do on football, you're not going to enjoy it.
Ooh, I like, look at you with the analogies. Yo, I'm taking that one too. All these rules on relationships. Look, this is why you have women as friends. Let me tell you this. Most of my books are written by women because I hear what they say. I'm like, oh, I like that. I'm going to take that. I swear to you, your friends say the most dopest thing in the world. That's amazing. No, I really do. So, how did you start the process of learning everything that you're learning? You know what I mean? Of having this, I don't want to say reflections, or I mean, not awakening, but like reflections. But how did you know to like, you're working on yourself and you're, this is what you're seeing about yourself?
How my past relationships went. I would say I've seen a lot of disconnect, miscommunications, and it's like, okay, something is wrong. I know I bring a lot to the table, but a table is not going to sell itself. You still got to have somebody that's going to come explain what this table do. There's just like, men, when you go out there and you buy these nice sports cars, it's not just the car that sells it. It's the name. It's the horsepower. Everything that's in the car is what sells a car for a man. So I just can't sit this table out here and be like, look, I'm a full course meal. So for me, I have to work on myself and be able to market myself and explain, hey, this is what's on my table. This is what I'm offering you. And for me to do that, I have to learn myself and get in tune with myself to be able to do that.
Mm, I love that. Do you go to therapy? Is there like a process? Do you journal? What are you doing to help facilitate?
So I do go to therapy for, you know, me being a prior military, but that has helped me in my personal life. And now that since my life has slowed down because I'm not active duty, I'm sitting at home a lot because I am retired. I get to kind of reflect on myself and trying new things. So when I communicate, you know, with a guy friend, I'm able to see, okay, this communication is going a little bit longer than typical. So I may be doing something right. So just trying new things as well is what's helping. And I do write a lot as well. Self-reflection, researching, reading, listening to podcasts, listening to people on YouTube. It helps a lot.
Okay. Dope. So I want to touch on this real quick. So being that, you know, you have a child and you're a single mother, mm-hmm. what is the best way to communicate? To have understanding when communicating with a single mother.
Her time is valuable, and understanding that, or him, it could be a him that's a single father that have their kids, because there's a lot of fathers out there that have their kids as well. Just being understanding that things has to kind of be planned out a little bit. You're going to have to get that schedule maybe a week or two in advance so you can be spontaneous. And a lot of things that I do here, this will be my bonus for our men out there, that I get this excuse a lot. Well, I'm here and you're there. But the way technology is now, it doesn't matter. I can Uber eat you some food right now and I get some food and now we're having a date and you're 2-3 cities or states over. So things like that. Hey, baby, what time are you normally put your daughter to sleep? Okay, she's in bed by 8. By 9, we're both going to pour up wine and we're going to have a date on FaceTime. Something like that if we're not in the same area.
Okay. All right. I didn't know FaceTime wine was a thing. So, gentlemen, y'all heard that. FaceTime wine, Uber Eats food. I like that. I like that a lot. Okay. Dope. So let's talk a little more personal about you. So how do you keep yourself or how do you optimize like health, wealth, and relationship for you?
I'm taking my health very serious. Without health, without your mental, you're not going to get the best of me. So if I don't put time into myself and if he don't put time into himself, then we're not going to get anywhere. That's why you really got to fall in love with the person's personality, because looks is going to go away. Our sex drive is one day going to go away. So if we don't love each other, like mentally, I'm not going to be able to take care of you when you get old. You're not going to be able to take care of me when I get old. So I want to make sure that I am the best me, and I want you to be the best you when we get together. Mm,
I like that. I like that a lot. So do you have a community of women that you talk to on a regular too as well, right?
Yes, I do. I have a lot of females, and most of them are married. So that's very helpful, because if I hang with nothing but single women, when I do get in a relationship, they're not going to be understanding when I jump in a relationship. Then I'm like, girl, you're not the same. You're not coming out and popping bottles and all that stuff. So if I'm already hanging with married women, I'm setting myself up for when I do get in a serious relationship or when I do get married.
Got you. Funny questions. Your DMs open or closed?
They are open. They are open.
Hey, you heard it here. You heard it here. No, I'm joking.
Look, that's why I came natural. I didn't put no makeup on, no nothing. I want y'all to see me in my natural state. So if you see me in my natural state, you're going to love me when I'm at my best, too. So that's why I did that.
Agreed. Yeah, it's definitely agree about that. So, man, I love it. So before we go, I always ask all the guests to come on this one question is when you're having your final breaths and, you know, you've lived a great life and done all the impact that you've had, what do you want your legacy to be remembered as and for?
I want to be, like you said to the people before when we first started, how we had, you know, we have Malcolm X, we have Martin Luther King, Rosa Parks, all these great people. I want people to be able to read about me later in life where they can utilize the information in their lifetime. They can come back and listen to our podcast and be like, dang, that's what they went through, you know, in 2022. And maybe we can help them along the way so they don't go through the things that we went through.
Mm, dope, 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 dope. I love it. Ma'am, thank you for coming out. Thank you for sharing. You know, I'm gonna have you back on again.
Thank you for the opportunity.
No, you're so welcome. You're so welcome. So my brother, you heard it here first. Your legacy starts today.
Thank you, my friend, for tuning into today's episode. This means so much to us over here at the 1% Man community. Now, we want to extend a hand of gratitude to you. So I have a free gift for you. All you have to do is go to www.the1percentman.com/podcast gift. This is an exclusive gift for listeners that tune into our podcast. So go over there, get that free gift as well. And now I have two simple acts of you. One, hit that subscribe button and leave us a comment and a 5-star review, because that helps us to see what you love about the podcast, and that helps us to bolster up in the rankings so more people can find us and listen to this pertinent information that we have for men of today's age. Last but not least, I want you to go back and listen to this podcast. Find just one thing that you can implement in your life today so you can move forward. Remember, progress over perfection. And till next time, my friend, your legacy starts today.